This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the pandemic and people who need treatment for substance abuse. The evolving term is substance use disorder. Alisa Roth, who covers mental health issues for our parent company, American Public Media, reports.
The opioid users group at the Hazelden Betty Ford Treatment Center is gathering for its daily meeting. Jessica Hernandez, the counselor, starts things off.
Morning, y'all. Welcome to group.
Until last month, the 10 women would meet Hernandez in a cozy room on the center's campus in St. Paul.
Awesome, positive, struggle, and where you're calling in from today.
Today, they're all online.
And I just see their faces over our screen, you know, Brady Bunch style. And so, and that's what they're seeing too. And you know, they're familiar with my office, but, you know, it definitely, it's different.
It's a way for them to stay in treatment for substance use and still keep safe from COVID-19. Hernandez says the new format is working, but it's definitely challenging.
Typically in our groups, when we're here in person, we're able to see things based on how a client presents that we're just not able to see on the screen.
The number of people in treatment at Hazelden has been dropping since the crisis started. For example, one program that usually has about 200 people only has around 120 right now. The cost of treatment may be one reason numbers are down. Most of the people at Hazelden are privately insured, but Hazelden is expensive. It's $375 for a group session like this, and people usually meet more than once a week. The numbers are down at other places, too, though, where most of the patients are publicly insured, places like the Park Avenue Center in Minneapolis, where its outpatient program, which usually has 100 people in it, is down to 85. Mark Casagrande, the director, says even fewer are actually showing up.
We might have 20 of the 85 clients actually coming in for outpatient treatment services.
The center is starting to offer some group sessions online, but clients have to have a computer or a phone. Robert Jeffrey is in an outpatient program to treat his addiction to meth. His parole officer said it was either that or go back to prison. He's living in a group home. He and his housemates used to go to the treatment center for meetings. Jeffrey says now the counselors come to them.
So they have counselors going to certain houses that minimizes the people, you know, in one area.
Counselors and clients can wear masks, but like everywhere else, masks are in short supply here. In the Twin Cities, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.